Hello everyone, welcome back to Books on the Move. My name is Danielle, I will be your host for today's car ride. Yes, today I will be driving on our podcast, Books on the Move. And it's going to be a fun time, and we're doing one of the top five Wednesday topics today. Because, let's face it, it took me an hour to talk about all of, January, February, and March books that I read. So I don't think I can continue on a 15-minute car ride talking about April, May, and June. So thus, here I am. And actually, it is freezing out, let me tell you. And I just want to check real quick when I get to the stop sign if my levels are okay, because I want to make sure you can hear me. And it looks like you can, so awesome. I'm actually meeting my mother for dinner, so it's going to be a fun time. So yes, this is a Top 5 Wednesday. Basically what that is I mentioned it in the first episode of this podcast. There's a group on Goodreads for book bloggers, book YouTubers, book podcasters, where anybody who has a book website can participate in this thing called Top 5 Wednesday, where every month for every Wednesday there's like a different talking topic. And I thought it would be fun to participate in some that I found interesting. Oh my gosh. It is a dark night. Let me just tell you, it's dark. You know what we need more of? I advocate for more street lamps at night, just seriously, in all seriousness. Like, it's no joke, fam. But anyway, why do I always get off topic and like talk about driving stuff? It's because I'm like focusing in the room, but you know, I gotta focus on this. Oh, no. All right. So anyway, let's talk about our topic for today, which is most anticipated 2019 book releases. And you know, usually I don't have much to say for this because like the type of reader I am is like I consider myself a very independent reader, and that like I do feel like the pressure of like the desire to read all the books that everybody else is reading, but at the same time like I usually don't do that. Like I read the books that I want to read and that I have, you know, put pressure on myself to read. So typically like this kind of topic would not gel with me very much, but actually it fits really well because I went to my Amazon wish list for guidance, and wouldn't you know, I actually have a ton of books that I'm anticipating for the new year, 2019. I hate this road so much. I hate it. Why did I take this road? Because it's faster. All right. I'm doing it again. All right. So, I'm just crazy. All right. So, let's get into it. Let's talk about my most anticipated books of 2019. So, the first one I have listed here is How the Bible Actually Works by Peter Enns. This guy is a really fantastic author. I've only read two of his books, but they're both on my favorite shelf, which I'll talk about in another episode discussing my favorites. But basically, he is a nonfiction author who specializes in biblical studies, particularly Old Testament, I believe, but he just writes generally about the Bible. As somebody who is, you know, very much interested in the topic of religion and specifically Christianity, but also the idea that, you know, religions can coexist together and live in harmony, you know, get along with one another. It's just, I don't know. That's kind of the belief system that I go on, and being somebody who considers herself agnostic but leans toward Christianity, like an understanding, you know, why we believe what we believe, Pete Enns has always been that kind of, well, not always, but was kind of like the answer to a lot of my questions that I had. And, you know, his past two books, like I said, they're two of my favorites, and he has a podcast. I think it's called How the Bible Really Works. Or, actually, you know what? The Bible for Normal People, that's what it's called. And he has it with another co-host whose name escapes me right now. But anyway, if you're interested, go ahead and listen to that. But yeah, this, I've always enjoyed how Pete approaches this topic in the past, so I think, you know, I can only imagine that this new book of his is going to just floor me with all of his crazy awesome ideas. So yes, I'm really looking forward to that. I believe that comes out in April, but I'm not quite sure. So the next book I am anticipating for 2019 is Most Deadly Things by Kristen Arnett. So Kristen Arnett is a librarian. She is a writer for the website, I believe it's called Lit Hub. Again, I could be wrong, but I will link to like something she's written on the website. And she's just like an all-around awesome person, particularly on Twitter. And then also she has an Instagram account with a friend who like draws animals and they name them like punny names. If you don't know what that means, punny is a combination of pun and funny. Haha, get it? There you go. So she's just like a hilarious person. I really love her. And I actually read a collection of her. She has a collection of short stories, which I did read this year. So I'll be talking about that next episode because I think I read it in April. And I just really love her, honestly. I love seeing her on Twitter and all the just hilariously creative things that she comes up with to tweet about. And she just seems like a very down-to-earth person. And, you know, obviously when I heard that she was a writer, I bought her book of short stories immediately. And of course, when I heard she was having a novel come out next year, it's on my wish list. I will definitely either be buying it or checking it out from the library. You know, I'll probably buy it knowing my track record. So anyway, yes, that's Most Deadly Things by Kristen Arnett. So the next book I'm anticipating, hang on one second, I need to pay attention so I can turn. All right, the next book that I am anticipating for 2019 is Leading Man by Christopher Castanelli. Castanelli? Yeah. Castellani. I definitely said that wrong. To be honest, I am not familiar with this author at all. Somebody on Twitter, and I don't remember who, recommended the book, and it's per his recommendation that this is a book that I am anticipating, so I really don't know much about it, other than, you know you have people in your life who they recommend something to you, and you just inherently trust them, and, like, I don't know if that makes sense, but, like, there are people who, like, on the internet and friends of mine who, like, I look to for recommendations, and there are certain people that, like, I won't take their recommendations as seriously as other people. And this person, and I forget exactly who it was, but whoever it was, I do take very seriously. And I was like, oh, well, if he's recommended it, then it's probably really good. So I'm anticipating this. And I guess this author's written other things too, so I think the recommendation came from like, oh, this author I love is writing this new book, you should read it. So I don't think he's read it yet. All right, so next one. Oh no, what is my phone doing? Okay, there we go. Next one is Shameless by Nadia Bowles Weber. It's another book of nonfiction. Nadia Bowles Weber has written a book that is also one of my favorites, and which again I'll talk about in another episode. I love her so much. She is like this kick-ass preacher who doesn't give a damn about what like religious people say about her. Like, she just wants to preach the gospel in the most honest way she knows how. And like, there's this weird thing with Christianity, and like, we all know it, right? The kind of focus on the family stuff, where Christianity is very sanitized. And like, for a while, like, especially in college, like, I was constantly like questioning my morals and my moral compass, where I was like, okay, but like, why is it that like we can't say the word fuck? Like, I don't know, like, it's just a word. And I don't know, just there's so many, like, it's much more in depth than just that. But to me, I thought, you know, because that's just ignoring an entire group of people. And okay, I'm going to have to stop recording, and I will start in 1 second, so be right back after this short break. All right. I am back. Sorry about that. You probably heard that loud ringing. That was my Bluetooth. My mother was calling me. I hate to say it, but like, that's one of my biggest pet peeves. I know like it can't be helped, but like when I'm recording this audio, it's just so annoying when like I get a phone call and like I have to answer it and it's gonna like mess up the recording. I'm like, oh damn. But it's like, I don't know why I worry about it. It's just stupid to worry about it. But anyway, back to Shameless by Nadia Bolz Weber. I actually saw her speak back in April or March, kind of like about an hour away from my house. I just made a commitment that I wanted to see her speak. And so she did a thing where like she spoke in the evening at a church, and then she had a breakfast where she spoke. And you know, she was just incredible. And of course I was just like a mess meeting her. I did get an autograph, but like I just barely said anything, and it was just like I walked away like, okay, so I made a pretty bad impression, you know. But hopefully one day I'll get the courage to actually talk to her like a fellow human being that she is, because I do, in a sense, I look up to her quite a bit for her, just her message and how just inspiring of a person she is, and how kick-ass she is, and how she represents this Christianity that I could have used when I was younger. And I think, you know, sort of, you know, really challenges the way I think about the world, and I love her so much. So definitely looking forward to Shameless. Though it won't be that, I think I'm just interested in the ideas she's going to talk about. I'm not quite sure how relevant it is going to be for me, but you know, anything she writes, I'll read. Though actually, we'll get into that, because that's not true. But anyway, we'll get into that. So, two more books. The next one is How to Reform Capitalism by Alan. Okay, I can't really look out because I'm driving, right? Alan de Botton. He writes for the School of Life. I'm sure you've heard of him. He writes a ton of books for the School of Life. Like, I think every book on the School of Life's website is written by him. I could be wrong, but either all or most of the books on that website are written by him. But anyway, so yeah, I say all this, you know, this is my personal belief. Please don't think that I'm attacking your personal beliefs if you're listening to this. I personally do not like capitalism. I think capitalism would work if we lived in a society that was just honest all the time, and quite frankly, like, it's not. And so I think there's a lot of corruption when it comes to capitalism. It's often like, it's not really, I mean, part of it is based on hard work, but also part of it is like who you know and how much money you have, and not really based on like talent, you know. So I there's so much more than that that I can't go into, but I'm not a fan of capitalism. And so I've always been like, but I don't know if I'm on the other side of the spectrum. Like, I'm definitely not so much, like, I like the idea of socialism, but when I really think about it, I'm like, I don't know. So I sometimes don't know on so which side of the spectrum I stand on. I'm usually in the middle. And I think that this book, it basically is saying, you know, here's how we can, you know, keep capitalism but fix it. And I like that approach. So yes, I mean, that's probably on, like, if there was a tier, like, of these books, like, rated on how much I'm anticipating them, that's probably the lowest one, because, you know, this book has actually been on my wish list for quite some time, and I guess it was only published on the School of Life's website, and I've had it on Amazon, but it was never available, and now suddenly it's available for pre-order for next year, so I guess they're now just publishing it on their website, on Amazon. So I'm not sure, but either way, it's coming out next year on Amazon. That's all I care about. So yeah, How to Reform Capitalism. And finally, What My Mother and I Don't Know. Oh wait, wow, that totally said that wrong. What My Mother and I Don't Talk About, Essays Edited by Michelle Philgate. Hope I said that right. So this is a book of essays that once again was recommended on Twitter by somebody that I trust. And again, I forget who. I'm going crazy. But anyway, this just automatically caught my eye, being somebody whose relationship with my parents, particularly my mother, has kind of been very strained. Like, obviously I love my mother to death, but like, we disagree on many things, and just coming to a consensus, I guess, with one another tends to be kind of challenging, and I imagine that, like, sometimes I have a hard time dealing with that. And I know a lot of people in my life who struggle with that, like, whether it be just they really can't stand to be with their parents, or they just don't know how to deal with them all the time. And I think that this collection of essays will be something that is gonna really kind of touch me at my core, you know? And the first thing I thought of when I saw it was, when I was in middle school, there was a book called, and I think it was What My Mother Doesn't Know, and it was basically these, like, little journal entries from this girl and, like, her, you know, a year in her, I don't know what grade she was in, but year in school, maybe eighth grade, let's just say. And it was a really short read, and I remember really enjoying it at the time. I actually did reread it a few years ago, and I don't think it quite got me. the second time around, I don't remember, though. Now I'm trying to remember. Did I read? You know what? I think I started to reread it, and I didn't even finish it, because I was like, all right, I can't do this. But when I originally read it, I really loved it. So anyway, I'm imagining that the effect that had on me at the age of 14 will have a similar effect on me at the age of 28. So, wow, 14 years later. Because I imagine, like, it will be just a higher concept, obviously. And maybe it might not be that way at all, but generally I think the connection between those two books is that, you know, this strained relationship between a daughter or a child and their mother. So, I don't know. I'm excited for it. Very interested in the essays and... Excuse me. Wow. That was probably loud. I apologize. Anyway, all the feels that it's going to give me. So anyway, those are the most anticipated books of 2019 for me. Let me know yours by heading on over to Anchor and sending me a voice message. It's always great to hear those. And if I get messages, I want, because obviously I can't, like, respond to them, like, on point, but I'll put them in the episode and then respond to them accordingly. So, you know, thumbs up to that. You know, it's all in good fun. And now I have to figure out where my turn is. Where am I going? Is it in here? I forget. So anyway, I'm gonna end this episode before, you know, you have to listen to me go on about, where am I going? I'm lost. Huh, what's going on here? Anyway, so thanks for listening. And tune in next episode, where I'm probably going to be talking about more of the books I read in 2018. All right, folks, thanks for listening. I've probably said that 3 times now. So, goodbye.